God divine, now cause the word of life to shine. Teach us to know our God aright, and call him Father with delight. From every error keep us free. Let none but Christ our Master be, that we in living faith abide, in him our Lord with all our might confide. Alleluia, alleluia. Come, holy fire, comfort true, grant us the will your work to do. Let trials turn us not aside. Lord, by your power prepare each heart, and to our weakness strength impart, that bravely here we may contend through life and death.
The congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of matins, which is printed in the front of the bulletin. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me. To you, O Christ, alleluia.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Deep places of the earth are in his hand. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Spirit, as it was in the beginning.
lift up my soul.
O my God, in you I trust.
Let me not be put to shame. Not my enemies exult over me.
Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame.
They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me.
For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long.
Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love.
For they have been from of old.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions.
According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord.
Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. And teaches the humble his way.
All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness.
For those who keep his covenant and his testimonies.
For your name's sake, O Lord.
Pardon my guilt, for it is great.
Who is the man who fears the Lord?
Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose.
His soul shall abide in well-being.
And his offspring shall inherit the land. And he makes known to them his covenant.
My eyes are ever toward the Lord.
For he will pluck my feet out of the net.
The Old Testament reading for Pentecost Sunday is from Numbers chapter 11. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord. And he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And as soon as the spirit rested on them, they prophesied. But they did not continue doing it. Now two men remained in the camp. One named Eldad, and the other named Medad, and the Spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, the son of Nun, the assistant of Moses from his youth, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit on them." And Moses and the elders returned to the camp. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Acts chapter 2, starting at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven like a mighty rushing wind.
And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?"
But others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the gospel. The gospel reading is from John chapter 7. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your
We confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The congregation may be seated.
Spirit, light divine, shine upon this heart of mine. Chase the sheets of night away. Turn the darkness into day. Let me see my
Sermon today for Pentecost Sunday is primarily based on the gospel reading that we just had from John 7. And Jesus cried out to the crowds that whoever thirsts should come to him and drink. Then he said, "Whoever believes in me." And he made some statements, gave some teachings there, and some prophecies there. We'll think about that this morning. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit upon your church. We ask you to open our minds and hearts to your word so that we may understand your instructions and receive your promises with faith. These things we bring to you in the name of, in your name, amen. Whoever believes in me, Jesus said. This is the defining point. The definition of Christianity is one who believes in Jesus Christ as the Savior, as the Christ, that promised one, and believes that Jesus is truly God and truly man, not just a good prophet, not just a wonderful man and teacher, but God and man in one person. When we go about our nation, our communities, you can see many things that look like a church. That building really looks like a church. I wonder if that's a church. That building, sometimes you know it, that building looks like it used to be a church. Sometimes there's even homes that are made up of older church buildings. And boy, that sure looks like it was a church, and it was. We kind of recognize church-looking buildings and things. We can say that, but in truth, the church is just as Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me." That is the church. Those groups of people who are the church may have buildings or properties or other things, but the church is the people who believe in Jesus Christ. Isn't it something that Jesus said, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said," over and over and over again, Jesus quotes the scripture. It's just through and through the Gospels. We know that the Holy Spirit inspired the prophets to give God's word. And Jesus took it as God's word to be fulfilled in his ministry and in the work of the church. And Jesus showed us that to be his followers is to do as he does, and that is one of the things, is to depend on the Word of God, Old Testament and New Testament. You might say that not only is the Scripture a guide, but it's our dictionary. Because it tells us the meaning, what is good, what is bad, what is of God, what is not of God, what is sin. Not every little thing is going to be in Scripture, every little question, but the underlying teachings and beliefs that every question should have, that every answer will think about, is in Scripture. It is there. And we as Christians, being followers of Jesus, will treat and understand God's word from the apostles and from the prophets as his word, as defining for our life, guiding our life. He constantly taught from the scriptures. I have a passage here from Matthew chapter 5. Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not a iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The scribes and the Pharisees thought they followed God's word, but they did not. And he says, you have to do more than the scribes and the Pharisees. Even the little dots of the Hebrew letters remain until heaven and earth are even passed away. He says, these will remain. The word of God will remain. And he taught this clearly. And he wanted his followers to know that if he has fulfilled them, and they're so important to him as the Son of God, then of course, everything that is written there for us, we also hold precious and use in our lives. Jesus said then, out of his heart, about the ones who believe in him, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. And then it said, now this he said about the Spirit whom those who believed in him were about to receive. So when Jesus said this, Pentecost hadn't come yet, but John is writing in his gospel afterwards, recording the gospel, he says, now when Jesus said this, Pentecost, he doesn't use the word Pentecost, but the Spirit hadn't come yet. Pentecost isn't there yet. But Jesus is saying the Holy Spirit is going to come. There would be this living water in his people. When you think about that living water, that Holy Spirit in people's lives, what does that look like? We can look in a number of places in Scripture. You can look at the gifts of the Spirit, which are noted in several places, especially like 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But one thing about the gifts of the Spirit is they're given out as the Spirit wishes, as it blesses the church. So it's not always everyone gets everything all the same. So, but where is this? Where can you recognize the Spirit constantly, always? One place to think about and to learn is from, not as it says in the handout, Matthew, but Galatians chapter 5, Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is what grows up in every Christian, what comes forth in every Christian life. Paul wrote, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit." There's a huge sermon right there. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. If we are Christians and we say we have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit directs and strengthens our life to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says, if that is true, if we live in the Spirit, then we keep in step with the Spirit. And as the Spirit has love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, as the Spirit has those, that is how we step. We step with the Spirit. We cannot say, oh, I have the Holy Spirit, I love Jesus Christ, and then we just walk this way that has nothing to do with the fruit of the Spirit. In fact, it's the opposite. And if you look at the context, Paul says, what is opposite? But rather, if we have the Spirit, Paul says, this is what your steps are going to look like. The Holy Spirit was given when Jesus had accomplished everything that he had come to do. John says this Holy Spirit had not come yet because Jesus was not yet glorified. The Holy Spirit comes because of what Jesus has done and is doing. Jesus has had to accomplish a mission for which he came before he would send his Spirit. Now think about this. The link to what Jesus has done and is doing for us and him sending the Spirit. Then what would the Spirit, the Holy Spirit in us do? Would the Holy Spirit in us say, okay, now you are holy with the Holy Spirit. Now you just look at yourself and look at your own works and look at your own life. That's not how it works. The Holy Spirit comes because of what Jesus did and does. And so the Holy Spirit says, look back to Christ. Look back to his teachings. Look back what he's doing for you even now. Jesus said that it is the Father in the name of him, Jesus, who is in charge of sending the Holy Spirit. This is a gift from our Heavenly Father. It's clear. Jesus said, as recorded in John 14, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. The Holy Spirit guides us back into the words of Jesus and into the teachings of Jesus. And then the Holy Spirit says, you have Christ. He is your master. He is your leader. He is your brother. He is the one who's died for you. Be his disciple and follow him. What are the steps of Jesus? Walk in those ways. Bear that fruit. And it's the Holy Spirit, too, that when we get out of line, every day, may I say, and we sin, the Holy Spirit says, no, come back. Come back. And sometimes, as St. Paul says, there's an absolute struggle in ourselves, Romans chapter 7. I know what God wants me to do, but sometimes the sin in me is trying to do this, and there's this battle inside of me, and the Holy Spirit is saying, no, come back on God's way, God's path, in the name of Jesus Christ. Look to him. The Holy Spirit wants us to look to Christ because the Holy Spirit knows that if we have our attention only on ourselves, we are going to get depressed, and we're going to see ourselves apart from God, and we are going to see how awful we are. And the Holy Spirit says, yes, you are a sinner, but look to Christ. Look to Christ. He is the one who is your holiness. He is the one who has paid for all your sins. He is the one who's taken everything away. Look to Christ. And the Holy Spirit nudges us and says, and also tell others about Christ. That's what they need to know about. The others, that other person knows they're in trouble. They know things are lousy. They know they're not a good person. They need to hear about Christ because that's what you need to know too. They were really surprised that day in Pentecost that they would say that message in all these different languages to all the Jews from the festival, for the festival of the Pentecost, all gathered there from their mother tongues, from all around. But the Holy Spirit brings the same to any language, any situation, any culture, brings Christ. And we need him. And we will survive through this life because of this gift of the Holy Spirit. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for sending the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And we ask you that you would open our minds and hearts to the Spirit as he works through your word, so that we understand your word, so that we remember it, so that we obey it, so that we are guided by it. And when we disobey, guide us quickly by your Holy Spirit to repent and receive forgiveness again. This good way of living, this way of living into eternal life, help us remain on this path all the days of our life, and also bear witness to others that this is the good path. To be your son and daughter in the name of Jesus, bearing your Spirit. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord Jesus has given us many gifts, the Holy Spirit guiding us day to day into eternity, and he takes care of our bodies and our families too through our government, which is a great blessing to us in the U.S. And we sing God Bless Our Native Land before we start our prayers, because as we see, this hymn is a prayer. God bless our native land. It is a petition. We ask for God's blessings. Please, you're welcome to stand and sing for these two verses of God Bless Our Native Land, and we'll go into the prayers.
God bless our native land, fair may she ever stand through storm and night. When the wild tempests rave, ruler of wind and wave, do thou our country save by thy great might. So shall our prayers arise to God above the skies, on him we wait. Thou who art ever nigh, guarding with a watchful eye, to thee aloud we cry, God save the
We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church as printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the whole Christian church on earth, that she would be filled, renewed, enlightened, and sanctified by the Holy Spirit, as on the first Pentecost, that many more would be called by the gospel, and that the sacraments would be administered faithfully, and all Christians be kept in the true faith. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For faithful pastors and church workers devoted to the service of God, who delivered his word through Moses and the prophets and fulfilled it in the Christ, who died for our sins and was raised for our justification, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That all the people of God would show forth in holy lives the fruits of the Spirit, which he has promised in the Scripture, that all pride, prejudice, and hate would be removed, so that the gospel is not hindered, but all may be welcomed in the name of Christ, and that we would have a servant's heart, seeking not our own ways, but the path that leads to eternal life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In thanksgiving for those who have served our nation through military service, and in grateful remembrance of those who gave their lives for us in the cause of freedom, that we may honor their sacrifice by using our liberty responsibly. And we pray for all who travel, that they will be kept safe. We pray for our nation and for its blessing. And we pray for aid in protecting and increasing the benefits we have those who follow us, looking always to God from whom these gifts come. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the comfort of the Holy Spirit in a dark world, that wounds would be soothed and healed, broken families restored, the depressed uplifted, the poor aided, and all cries answered. We remember Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta and Bill, Gary and Bryston, Brad, Don, James and Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Mary, Sue and Steve, Brandy and Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Helen, Michael, Ray, Ezekiel, the Rodriguez family, Charles, Sandy, Jeanette, Sandy, and Pastor Shiwi. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty Father, with your Son, Jesus Christ, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts through your word to rule and govern us according to your will. Comfort us in every temptation and misfortune, and defend us against every error, that we may continue steadfast in the faith, increase in love and good works, and truly, firmly in your grace for us by his death, obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Pray the collect for the week. O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul in all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also spirit.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
You're welcome to stand or sit for our final hymn, O Day Full of Grace.
Full of grace, so blessed a time, our Lord. us all mortals did embrace, all darkness and shame removing. For Christ bore our sins and not his own when he on the cross was hanging. And then he arose and moved the stone that we unto him belonging might join with angelic hosts to raise our voices in endless singing. God came to us then at Pentecost, his Spirit new life revealing, that we might no more from him be lost, all darkness for us dispelling. His flame will the mark of sin efface and bring to us all his healing. When we on that final journey go, that Christ is for us preparing, we'll gather in song our hearts aglow, all joy of the heavens sharing, and walk in the light of God's own place with angels his name.